Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I learned a new word today. It's called glamping.
I know.
Glamping
is... You had never heard of this word before.
No, glamping is fancy camping. Glamorous camping. It's fancy camping. Fancy camping sounds better than glamorous camping.
But then they call it famping, which doesn't sound as fun as glamping.
That also sounds kind of dirty, so glamping was probably a better decision. Glamping is basically like a fancy camping resort. Saskatchewan is getting one, Buffalo Pound Lake. And we're looking at some of the photos, and some of these cabins that are going up, super nice. They're like mini golf domes. Like a picture of the golf dome at the Ramada there. They're called a yurt?
Yurt, like a round hut to sleep in.
Learned another word today.
Yurt.
Two words. Here we go. But they look like a giant golf dome, and inside you have all the amenities, so you don't have to worry about that when you're camping. What's the point of going camping then? I don't get this.
No?
No. When I go camping, I want to rough it. I want a tent that has a horrible zipper door that doesn't close the entire way. I want an air mattress that's leaky. Mm-hmm. I want it to be super cold at night and super warm in the morning. That's my camping
and
right
there.
And
that's why you go camping.
Yeah.
And these people go glamping. They want the best of both worlds.
Just stay home then?
Because they want to be in the outdoors, experience nature, but still have comforts that won't make them hate every second of the day.
But they're not experiencing the true nature. You have to experience 100% of nature. You can't just be like, you know what? I'm good with 37% of the nature.
I feel like glamping shouldn't be your first foray into camping. Like, you need to earn some stripes. You need to go out there in your crappy little tent from grade 7 and burn yourself on the fire, soak yourself overnight. You do need to do that. But then at some point, if you're like, you know what, I just don't feel like setting everything up, let's go glamping.
I guess so.
I'd be done with that.
I just don't see the point in like having fancy camping because, again, you could just get a hotel somewhere and it's like the same thing, you know? Get a hotel, drive 5 minutes out to the mountains, boom, you're in nature,
but
you know?
It's not the same. This is, you're like sleeping in nature in a queen-size bed with power and heating.
But when you're camping, you appreciate all that stuff even more. Like when you go rough it in the woods and then you go back to your house, you're like, oh man, I forgot how good I have it. With this, it's like, oh wow, that glamping site is better than my house. Nadine, you need to settle a debate that Stacy and I have been having all morning, okay?
Okay.
It's up to you. Pressure's on.
Okay.
Okay. Glamping. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Glamping is like glamorous camping, which is why they called it glamping. Fancy camping, basically. It's where you go camping and you don't have a tent or like a fire pit or a lawn chair, anything like that. You have like this huge, giant, fancy cabin with like a double bed and all the amenities, stuff like
electricity,
that.
Electricity, heating, king-size bed.
It's the opposite of camping, basically. Stacy seems to love the idea because, you know, you get the best of both worlds. You get the nature and the fanciness of a house, basically. Me, on the other hand, I like roughing it when it comes to camping. So you have to settle the debate. Who is right in this situation?
Stacy.
There we go.
There's a bunch, Nadine. People don't forget, okay? People don't forget.
Just as an option, I still love to go camping. I do like the whole build your own fire, put up the tent, get freezing cold at night, that sort of thing. But this as kind of like a little treat to yourselves. Like, you know what this is popular with? Girls for like bridesmaid trips.
Oh, okay. I find that.
You know, they get to go and be out in nature, but they still get to like sleep comfortably and not get eaten by bugs.
And there's flush toilets.
There you go.
Didn't think about that part.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha. Oh, that was different.
Because I go cha-cha-cha all the time, and then you have been changing it up. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be like Stacy and change it up. And then you go with the cha-cha-cha.
I played with your brain.
You are in my head, Cooper.
First one is from Ron, and it is Elton John, Tiny Dancer. Ron hears, count the head lice on the highway. You would be there for a long time. Do you know how small head lice are? They are very, very small.
Can you imagine driving over a bunch of them, though, like the crunching? You know how sometimes grasshoppers, there are a bunch of them on Saskatchewan highways that crunch when you... head lice even worse.
You need a ton of head lice to make that happen. Surprisingly, those are not the right lyrics. Weird. Huh. It's actually, count the headlights on the highway.
Head headlights, headlights, same thing. This next one is from Lorraine, Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Lorraine hears, sometimes I wish a mother bear would find me. Trust me, Lorraine, you do not want that to happen. Mother bears, not exactly the friendliest creatures on Earth. Not the real lyrics. The real lyrics, sometimes I wish someone out there will find me.
All right, the last one, Danielle sent this one in. U2, their song One. Danielle hears, you gave me muffin, now that's all I got.
Bono, that's all you have left. You're a rock star, and the only thing you have left is a muffin that someone gave you.
And his grammar there is horrible. Oh, it's just you horrible. Gave me a muffin.
Come on, Bono.
Anyway, not the right lyrics. What a shocker. It's actually, you gave me nothing. Now it's all I got.
I love how we're roasting Bono's grammar in something that we're totally
in
making
the
up
incorrect
in
the
song.
Lyrics.
You can buy a lock of Marilyn Monroe's hair.
Okay.
For $16,000.
Ooh.
Would you pay 16 grand for a lock of anyone's hair?
I'm going to say no.
No,
I
not
feel
even
like
Marilyn
Monroe's? I could do a lot more with 16 grand than buy a lock of hair. But you know what? The people that are buying these locks of hair, 16 grand to them is probably like nothing.
Probably, but
I would think.
I wouldn't even pay like $5 for someone's hair because
it's weird.
It's creepy. It's really, really creepy. Like, what's the end game for the person who buys this?
I'll tell you what.
What?
Genetic reproduction. They're going to make another Marilyn.
I didn't even think of that.
That's whenever anybody buys an auction, these weird things, like you're talking a lock of hair or like a toothbrush or something, it's like you've got something weird up your sleeve. Yeah. I bet you eventually when the, you know, scientists get it all worked out, there's going to be another Marilyn Monroe wandering around.
You know how Spider-Man has a spidey sense?
Yeah.
I have a creepy sense. My creepy sense is tingling, and this is full of creep right here in this story, but I didn't think of that cloning angle.
Yeah.
I was going to sit here for like a minute and roast the person whoever bought this because, I mean, the end game could be you're at a dinner party and you're like, hey, everyone, want to see Marilyn Monroe's hair? And it's like, no, but I paid $16,000 for it. Well, that makes it even worse and even more creepy, man. But
didn't somebody pay an atrocious amount of money, too, for like a piece of gum that Britney Spears spit out in like 2001?
What is
Again, there's DNA in there. Cloning.
Apparently, her old hairdresser kept a lock of her hair.
What?
Yeah.
Her old hairdresser kept it?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
And apparently he cut a lot of celebrities' hair, and he has like a bunch just lying around. Can you imagine going on like a first date with that person, and then they invite you over, and you're like, hey, bud, why do you have a bunch of strangers' hair?
Do you want to look at my collection?
Like, that is creep city right there.
Wow.
But again, you can buy it for 16 grand. I just want to know the end game here. Like, if you're a big Marilyn Monroe fan, is this even okay to do? Like, can you justify that? Well, I love Marilyn Monroe, so I bought her hair.
Well, I said earlier that it was maybe something a little more sinister. Like, what if they wanted to clone her? Use the DNA collected from the hair and clone her.
And I didn't think of that. I thought it was just kind of like a creepy thing to do. I took the creepy angle. You took the science angle. Classic cruise morning, say. I think cloning, though, is even creepier than just buying the hair.
Oh, 100%.
Because why are you cloning Marilyn Monroe? Probably for some creepy reasons, right? It's like, oh, no, I'm not cloning her to force her to be my wife at all. No, I just want the world to know Marilyn Monroe again. Yeah, that's totally
why.
She
was a beautiful model.
According to a study on Rover.com, so right there,
what?
You know it's legit. Rover.com, a site that connects dog owners with dog sitters. Dog owners take more pictures of their pet than their spouse.
I believe it.
Post them online. If you've done any scrolling on the internet, you know that this is 100% true. You see way more photos of dogs and cats and bunnies and other animals online than you do of people and their spouses.
I think one of the main reasons is because dogs have no choice.
Yeah, that's right.
They can't be like, will you stop taking pictures of me? Like, I know I'm super cute. They can't. They just have to sit there and take it. Whereas a spouse is like, you know, they'll purposely make a funny face or put their hand in front of the camera or threaten to leave if you take another picture of them.
Dogs also can't be like, oh, can I see that photo? Oh, no, I don't look good in that one. We need to take that one again. And then it starts a huge fight. Why do you need so many photos? Let's just use that one. No, I don't look. The lighting's all off.
My
the lighting's fine, you know? Oh, so many fights. Like, this is just kind of Captain Obvious News right here. Obviously, people take more pictures of their pets than their spouse. I mean, we're not saying that we never take photos with our spouses. We're not saying that. Mm-hmm. I got plenty of photos with my fiance. We're adorable together. But most photos on the internet of dogs or cats is of the dog or cat sleeping or the dog or cat playing with some kind of chew toy.
Mm-hmm.
If you post a picture of your spouse doing that, sleeping or playing with chew toys, that's just creepy.
Clayton, out of the three traditional meals in a day, which one is your favorite?
It's got to be lunch. Huge lunch guy. Nothing better than like a nice weekend lunch. Like going out to lunch with three or four of your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing going on. Maybe there's an afternoon hockey game or something like that. I don't know. There's something about lunch that I just love, you know? Because everything's a possibility for lunch. You can get breakfast food and not look weird. You can get dinner food and not look weird. You can get lunch food because it's lunch. Everything's a possibility.
I never thought of it that way. That's
lunch is underrated.
If you're having dinner, you're having dinner. You can't be like, I'll have the pancakes and bacon, please.
Exactly.
What about dating? If you were to go on a date with someone, same thing, which would it be? Breakfast, lunch, or supper? Dinner.
Well, the traditional answer is dinner. I mean, everyone goes to dinner and a show, you know? That's the traditional kind of date nights. But I would love if breakfast dates became a thing.
Mm.
I think breakfast dates would be a good idea. No one really does breakfast dates, hey?
I think you do them by accident if you've maybe stayed over with your interests
you
at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's never like, because it is. Dinner is always the first choice. Hey, I'd like to take you for dinner. Let's go for a nice dinner. But yeah, breakfast is not the norm, that's for sure.
I think breakfast dates should be a thing because breakfast dates, you get to see the real person. You get to see them early in the day when they're not happy. When they're tired, they don't have any food in them.
Are we talking like a breakfast date or brunch?
I'm talking breakfast. I'm talking like right now.
Like 8.
6:15 in the morning. Bright and early breakfast date. Because they're cranky, they're sleep deprived, they have nothing in their belly. You're going to see that real person. You're not going to see some fake version of that person who's trying to impress you. Nuh-uh. You're going to see the real version. And then after they're fed and they've had their coffee and they're waking up a little bit, you're going to see the best of that person. You're going to see two versions in one date. And then you can make your decision. You can be like, oh man, they were a nightmare. I can't deal with that. Bye. But if you're like, you know what? I can deal with that person early in the morning. I'm going to give this a chance. I think that's a good idea.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.